The three-judge panel was very direct. It said Kansas was not only violating its constitution by inadequately funding its schools, but was also not living up to promises made to the Supreme Court 6 years ago, and while ignoring those promises, the legislature had lowered taxes. Kansas NEA President Karen Godfrey praised the ruling.
Instead of finding ways to resist funding we need to fund, let's find ways to do it.
But the state is appealing the decision, and conservative House Speaker Ray Merrick was calling for amending the state constitution.
It's given the public a chance to vote, and I'm always for letting them express their opinion at the ballot box.
Governor Sam Brownback agreed, and in his State of the State address, advocated changing the way appellate and Supreme Court judges are chosen.
Kansas used to elect our state Supreme Court. I'd be supportive of returning to that system or going to the federal model of judicial selection.
Conservatives loved the ideas. Most judges, attorneys, and Democratic legislators like Paul Davis didn't.
It inserts more politics into how judges are selected.
The main thrust of the governor's State of the State address was more tax cuts for Kansans.
Tonight, we're here to take another step on our path to no state income taxes.
And the conservative legislature cheered that, but going looked rough for some Brownback proposals, like not ending a 1 cent temporary sales tax and eliminating mortgage interest deductions. Reacting to President Obama's speech on preventing tragedies like the Sandy Hook elementary school shootings, Republican Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt said the focus should be on mental health and implied armed guards at schools might help.
So far, I've seen nothing from this tragedy in Sandy Hook that anybody's proposed that would have prevented that tragedy from happening unless it would have been somebody at the school to prevent that person from coming in. And nobody's proposed that at a significant federal level in any way.
The Republican majority in the Missouri legislature rallied behind proposals to refuse to honor any ban on assault weapons and criminalize any attempt to enforce it, including by federal agents. Sporting Kansas City took the Livestrong name off its stadium and declared the relationship over. The Livestrong charity said the team was using the Lance Armstrong doping scandal to avoid paying $750,000 it owed them. It looked like the clash could end up in court. Things were more upbeat at Arrowhead, where the Chiefs introduced Scott Pioli's replacement, John Dorsey, who played, coached, and scouted for Green Bay, and who said becoming Chiefs general manager was his dream job.
I've always wanted to, and I've always dreamt about being the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs one day.
A reminder of a somber time for the Chiefs, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office released autopsy results showing that linebacker Jovan Belcher was very drunk when he killed his girlfriend and then himself. Meanwhile, the two sets of grandparents clashed over who will raise the couple's infant daughter, who will inherit more than $1 million. Wrapping up the week, as Clay Chastain fumed over an appeals court ruling that the city council does not have to put his light rail initiative proposal on the ballot, the council appropriated more money for its streetcar project and scheduled an April public vote on extending the health levy. This is KCUR.